joining us from New York City on the Ticket Hotline. Here is Ashrita Furman.
Okay.
Morning, buddy.
Good morning. Good morning.
Let's see. Where do I start telling people about Ashrita Furman? He has broken more than 700 Guinness World Book records. He currently holds over 200, Ashrita, is that correct?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I kind of lose, you know, count after a while, but it's up there. It's up there.
Well, the reason you lose count is you've done so many.
It's true.
Hard to keep track of 700. Let's see. Hopscotch, milk bottle balancing marathon, pogo sticking, land rowing, samurai sword slicing, balancing a pool cue in front of the pyramids in Egypt. The records are endless. I have a question about your life, though.
Okay.
When you were young, you began studying Eastern spirituality and then encountered Sri Chinmoy,
right,
studying meditation with him.
Yeah.
Where do you think your life would have gone had you never crossed paths with Sri Chinmoy?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. I probably would have ended up as a lawyer. My dad was a lawyer. I was kind of going that way. And but, you know, I think, you know, we're sort of almost, you know, fated to kind of, I think one way or another, I think I would have ended up, you know, looking into this sort of spiritual side of life, you know. And that kind of, you know, led me, because, as you were saying, Sri Chinmoy, you know, he believed in, you know, meditation and, you know, finding your own, you know, sort of inner peace, but also in sports. And, you know, I was very, very unathletic, and there's no one in my family who was athletic. And I don't know if I would have ended up sort of going that route, you know, sort of breaking records and, you know, sort of discovering the joy of, we call it self-transcendence, you know, of kind of pushing yourself to limits, you know, and past limits that you never imagined you could.
Donnie, so, Ashrita would have made an interesting lawyer. Hopscotching or pogo sticking or milk bottle balancing on his head,
yeah,
in court.
He probably would have tried to set the record for the longest closing argument or something like that. Just probably always in him. Ashrita, and it's kind of going back to the childhood again, because we've all, you know, growing up, I'm 52 years old. So when you saw the Guinness Book of World Records, you thought, okay, which one can I break? Which one can I do? But
yeah.
I never had the gumption to say, all right, I'm going to try this. What made you at the very beginning say, I want to go for world record number one?
Well, you know, it really, it all did boil down to my teacher, Sri Chinmoy. So, yeah, I was very, very unathletic, and, many of Sri Chinmoy's students, you know, were at that time were practicing for a 24-hour bicycle marathon in Central Park. And I just, you know, I was not athletic. I never did sports. I just didn't think, okay, that was for me. And then, like, about a week and a half before, I felt kind of guilty before the race. And I bought a bicycle because I was, you know, all I had was I was using my mother's sort of bicycle at the time, you know, with the banana, the old-fashioned banana seat and everything. Anyway, I bought a real bicycle, and I started training, which, of course, 10 days before a 24-hour race like that, you don't start training. You stop training. Anyway, I got in a few training, you know, projects, and so the day before the race, we had a meditation with my teacher, and there were about 200 of us, you know, who were going to join the race. And of course, I had no idea what I was going to possibly do, but I figured, you know, having done anything like that, what could I do? Maybe I could do like 150 miles or something at most. And the winner of the race the previous year, of like the entire race, because there were tens of thousands of people, you know, joining the race, it was a public race. The winner had done something like 430 miles. Anyway, so people were, my teacher, just for fun, asked each person, all right, how many miles do you think you could do, you know, tomorrow, you know, starting tomorrow in that race? So each person was saying, you know, like 250 miles, 300 miles, do it. Anyway, when it was coming to me, I was going to say 150 miles. My teacher said, so I shrieked at how many miles? 400? And I was shocked. And so I just kind of nodded my head, and I went home and I said, okay, I'm going to try to do 400 miles, you know, in 24 hours. And I wrote out my will. Because I was only in my early 20s, but I wanted to make sure someone took care of my rabbit. I used to do magic shows on the weekends for kids.
With a rabbit?
I had a rabbit and two doves.
What else are you going to pull out of a hat?
Wait a minute, a rabbit and two dogs? Hang
doves.
On, we'll get back
no,
to
two
the
doves.
Doves.
Two doves.
Oh, doves.
Yes.
Okay, do we have names?
The rabbit's name was Fule. It means flower in Bengali.
I've never met a rabbit named Fule. Ashrita.
I know. He was a really good rabbit. I had him for 13 years. I really loved that rabbit.
Okay, so back to the race.
So I went in. It was fascinating because it just shows you really, you know, we say mind over matter, or in this case, I would say spirit over matter. But I had no idea what I was getting into. And I went out there sort of almost like a samurai warrior, I'm just going to do it. I'm going to do it or I might die trying it. And I went out there, and on the bicycle, I would use all those techniques that I had learned. My legs started getting tired, I would start doing breathing exercises. I'd start, chanting. I mean, like, and it just kept going on and on and on. And, you know, around 12 hours into the race, I remember very, you know, distinctly, I was among the lead pack, pretty much, you know, most of the people had sort of went home, because it's 24 hours. If you can come, go back and forth as many times as you want. You'd wear this paper bib, and every time you go around a certain checkpoint, they would stamp you. So it was 5 miles around each loop. So anyway, most people had dropped out, but I was in the lead pack. After 12 hours, and I couldn't believe it myself. And anyway, I ended up tying for third place overall. And, I did how many miles? 405 miles.
Good Lord.
And that was the beginning, because I had always wanted to break a Guinness record. So as soon as I remember just sort of staggering off my bicycle, and you're looking up into the sky and saying, okay, this is it. I'm gonna start breaking Guinness records, but not to get my name in the book or whatever, but to tell people about the power of meditation.
And your first record you did, okay, for you workout warriors out there, sit back and just take this one in. You did 27,000 jumping jacks?
Yeah, so you know, when I was looking through the book, and I saw that record. The record was 20,000, and I decided, okay, I'm going to go for that. And I just started practicing. I could only do 50 at first, and I just would each, you know, I would have like a meditation before each practice, and I just tried to do a little more each time.
You know, Donnie, I've got an idea. Let's take Ashrita's method and take it to the Cowboys and have them meditate before they play games on the road.
I feel like they meditated in the second and third quarters of that last game in Miami. That's what happened.
Okay, so Ashrita, you've broken records on every continent in the world. Is there a country you haven't been to that you'd like to go to?
Wow. I think I'd like to go to Tibet. I broke a record in Mongolia. That was actually one of my favorite, I actually figured out on the plane what I was going to do, you know, going to Mongolia. because I knew there were yaks in Mongolia. And so there was I was training at the time for the fastest mile hopping in a potato sack. And I figured, okay, well, I'm going to try to...
I have to tell you, Donnie's shaking his head, Ashley. Go on with your story.
That's incredible. Yeah, I love it.
Okay, you know, what can I do? What can I do? You know, in Mongolia, because that was the thing. I would travel a lot back in those days. I've been to over 100 countries, and many times, you know, with Tree Chinwoy, you know, he would give these sort of concerts, you know, for inner peace. He'd play this, you know, beautiful music. He would give these free concerts. So I was one of the organizers of the concerts. So I would get to go to all these different countries. And so on my way to Mongolia on the plane, I figured, you know what? I'm going to try to break that sack hopping record, but I'm going to do it in a race against a yak. So it was really exciting. As soon as I got into Ulaanbaatar, I went to a yak farm and, you know, I tried to pick out the oldest looking yak, and I told the farmer, you know, what, you know, exactly what we're going to do. And he got all excited. He, you know, he was into it. And so, when I got there, you know, we had called media, because, you know, that was one of the requirements in those days from Guinness, is that, you know, to sort of prove, you know, that you really did a record, you have to sort of video the whole thing, but also get media coverage. And so, and we had, you know, witnesses and stuff, but there was a whole bunch of people there, and they were all, you know, kind of betting against me, because here, it was, you know, it
whoa,
was...
Well, wait, Ashrita.
Yeah.
Donnie and I have suddenly become a little more interested. They'll allow you to wager on the yak race in Mongolia.
Look at you. No one's getting his money ready right now.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, I never saw any money change hands. So, it was really exciting, and I bet, you know, they had, when I got there though, they had switched yaks, because I had chosen sort of like the oldest looking yak. One of his horns was sort of upside down. I mean, all twisted. I figured, but there was this big burly, you know, yak, virile yak. And I figured, okay, I'm a goner, because I'm hopping in a sack. Of course, he had a human on him. The yak had a human on him, so that was a disadvantage for him. But he was you know, used to altitude, and I hadn't acclimated yet. Anyway, it was a great race. I'm hopping along, and also, you know, part of the rules are that if you're, because your feet are going to start going through the sack. You know, like, because it sort of wears out the bottom of the sack. So there's any visible, you know, showing of like your foot through the bottom of the sack, you have to stop and switch sacks. So anyway, I'm doing this. I'm hopping, 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 and all of a sudden the yak disappears, and I that yak got exhausted.
And what?
Then the guy. But like a minute later, the guy shows up with a different yak, and it was this. It was the old yak,
the one you picked
that I had
first.
Chosen in the beginning.
Oh, Ashrita.
How long is the race? How long are we going?
It was a mile, and so I think at the time the record is like around 15 minutes. So anyway, I broke the record, and also I beat the yak by just a little bit.
But see, Donnie, what we have here. The yak was a sprinter and not a miler.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
One last quick question for you, Ashrita.
Yeah.
You're now 67.
Yep.
I don't want to say that's old to be breaking records, but does your record pursuit change as you get older?
Yeah, I mean, definitely it takes me longer to recover from stuff. But, you know, I still love it, and I'm still practicing. I mean, there's a record I just saw, and I'm always, you know, I'm always on the alert for new records. In fact, there's a record I just saw that I'm very interested in. I already started practicing, is the longest distance riding a bicycle with no hands, you know, without stopping, without falling off. And I've done stuff like that. I did the longest distance, riding a bicycle with a milk bottle balanced on my head. But that was, you know, only about 15 miles. And And I actually had, I got a bug. These things always happen during the records. A bug was crawling in my ear, you know, during during the record, and I couldn't, I didn't want to stop. I mean, you can't stop, and I didn't want to try to get him out, you know, and possibly have the bottle fall off my head. So I said, okay, I don't care. I'll just deal with it when I get, you know, I stop.
Well, and now his name is in the record book also, yes. So he was he was riding with you.
Well, anyway. I hope you break my Guinness World Book record of 4 feet without having my hands on the handlebar. As Rita, God bless you.
Okay, you God know, I really appreciate what you guys are doing, Norma. Every year, I think it's just such a really fantastic, you know, project that you're doing, and I'm always happy to be part of it. I'm really, really, you know, very, you know, I really admire what you're doing.
I'm going to get to New York City this spring, Ashrita, and we'll cross paths.
I'd love to. Thank you so much. Thanks
See
for
you,
calling.
See you, buddy.
Okay.
Ashrita Furman. Oh, boy. He's such a good guy, though.
You know, I think this is a product of me working with you for so long. Because it took everything I had in me not to ask him, did the yak talk back?
There you go.
I was
yakety
that close.
Yak,
I was that close,
back.
But then I
All
thought,
right.
You know what? Even you may leave if I said that.
I'm starting to appreciate you more and more, buddy.
It took everything in me not to do that.